The small called articles. From the beginning of his dispute with Rome, Luther had asked that a council be convened to weigh his arguments fairly on the basis of Scripture. In 1520, in his address to the Christian nobility, he asked for their support of this idea and listed 27 issues to be aired. A diet in Nuremberg took up this proposal in 1524. The preface to the Augsburg Confession promised that the Lutherans would appear and defend their cause in such a general free Christian council. The electors Frederick John and John Frederick all supported the idea of the council and pressured Emperor Charles V, who in turn pressured the Pope to convene such a council. But the Pope was reluctant to place the issues into the hands of any council, or nor firmly under his control. Then finally, in June 1536, Pope Paul III published an announcement of a council that was to convene in Mantua the next May. The German princes thought that they should attend, since they had promised to do so. And Luther assured Bergoglio, the papal nuncio, who came to Wittenberg, that he would come with head and neck. But everyone became less eager when they read that one goal of the council was the utter extirpation of the poisonous, pestilential Lutheran heresy. This was not the sort of council that they wanted. Meanwhile, Elector John Frederick assigned Luther the task of writing a confession that would be presented to this council, if they attended. This became the small called articles. Luther had an additional reason for writing this statement. He was dying, or thought he was. Just before Christmas, he had a fairly severe heart attack. He intended this treatise to be his spiritual last will and testament. However, his health improved enough to make it to the town of Smalkalden, where the Lutherans were making their preparations for the proposed council. His statement was read and approved and signed by most of the gathered princes and theologians, but it was not adopted as an official statement. This may have been due to the fact that Luther was unable to attend the meetings, this time due to severe kidney stones. His colleague Melanchthon offered a substitute statement, the Treatise on the Power and Primacy of the Pope, which was adopted. For more on this treatise, see next month's spokesman. In the end, neither statement was presented to the council, for the simple reason that the council was delayed, then delayed again, and finally canceled altogether. Only one bishop actually showed up at Mantua, an exiled bishop from Uppsala, Sweden. When a council did finally convene in Trent 8 years later, there were no Lutherans present. Both statements became official Lutheran confessions when they were included in the Book of Concord, published 40 years later. What was in Luther's small called articles? First, he reaffirmed the doctrine of the Trinity and the Apostles' Creed, over which there was no argument. Second, he listed certain teachings where no yielding was possible. Here he included abuses in the Mass, prayers to the saints, and the claim that the Pope is the head over all the Church. About that, Luther bluntly states, the Pope is the very Antichrist. Finally, he added 15 topics that we may be able to discuss with learned and reasonable people or among ourselves. This article is written by Norman Grievous, the pastor at St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Iron River, Michigan.